And good evening, Bears fans, Bears season ticket holders on a rainy night in Chicago. This is Bears play-by-play announcer Jeff Joniak, joined on our what's now become an annual affair with Bears season ticket holders and the five-time Pro Bowl defensive end and new Chicago Bear, Jared Allen, joined by his two-year-old daughter, who's going to be such a good little girl tonight, Brinley, here at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest in the Red Grange Room. And so we're going to be taking your phone calls and just a little while and talking about the season ahead, what's transpired so far. A reminder, we're going to do our best tonight to do as much as possible in the way of taking your questions. And that is simple as hitting *3 on your telephone keypad, and we'll have representatives from our ticket services team ready to put you in line, get you in queue to ask Jared a question directly. And this has been a very successful venture over the years, so we're excited to be with you tonight. And the official live call gets going about 6:45 here, so in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, Jared and I and Brinley are just going to talk a little football, I guess. First of all, a little break today, huh? From OTAs. Tell them what you guys did.
You know what? Got here this morning, and we had a nice little bowling alley or outing planned. So that was nice, and actually got me home early so I could go hang out with the fam. So it worked out well.
Yeah, nice. A little rest for the body too wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, you know what? That just means they're gonna expect us to go faster and harder tomorrow. All
right. Right. I think I saw a some sort of VO. You know, some of these younger guys. Now you're a 30-plus year old guy. I'm 50-plus. So every day there seems to be new social network of some kind. So I saw a Lamar Houston mini video at the bowling alley showing that you guys got thrown a bone today. So these young guys, they know how to work that social media.
I have no clue. I really have no clue how that stuff goes down. I have every social media outlet I have help with. Maybe someone else does it. But you know what? It's kind of cool, man. It's a cool way to put people in direct contact with each other. And, you know, if you look at Chicago Bears as a business and we're the product, obviously, right? You know, it gives the consumer direct access to the product to kind of see what we're doing, a little clips of, you know, we got to have fun at what we're doing, especially this time of the year. You know, it's all about business when the business time is appropriate. But sometimes the best thing you can do is have a little rest day, have some team building.
A little daddy-daughter time.
You know, absolutely. And so, you know, it was great for, you know, Coach Trestman, part of his whole philosophy is relationships, right? And it was days like today that really helped build those relationships to get away and meet a personnel guy and just get to know people on a authentic level versus just all business all the time.
When's the last time you roll a ball?
Oh, it's been a while. I didn't roll well. 99, and then I won my group, so I was the highest in my group, so that's all that matters.
That doesn't speak too well of the fellas.
No.
There has to be one or two guys that know how to roll it pretty good.
You know what? I saw Big Slauson. He was rolling the ball nicely. I think he was in the 160s the time I saw him. But then I went down the other end. Some of the coaches had their own shoes on, balls, and I know Coach Joe Campbell. He hit like 172.
Nice.
You know, the guys are too much time.
Yeah.
Too much time with the ball.
Either that or they, you know, don't forget how to ride the bicycle, so
right,
to speak.
Exactly.
So once they see an alley, they know how to roll it.
You know, I blame it on my oil pattern. My oil pattern was on this stuff. I couldn't get the curves right or anything.
But I tell you, you're getting it right on the field. You know, I've seen quite a bit of practice, and there's no slow motor on Jared Allen. I don't think that's ever going to be the case, huh?
No, you know what? I learned a long time ago that I had a coach tell me one time, he said, the more you put yourself around the ball, you know, more good things can happen. And so, you know, I try to take a philosophy that I'm never out of a play. It took me a long time to learn that, believe it or not. I used to be, play away, I'm done. But, you know, it's amazing how much more productive you can be and how much more impact you can have on a game just by simply putting yourself in a position. And you know, the ball comes out, you're there. So if you're always around the ball, you always got a shot. And that's kind of how my mind developed. And, you know, I'm a huge component on conditioning and trying to be the best conditioned athlete on the field, so when people get tired, I can take them down. It's part of my game. I like to wear people down, bring them into deep water, make them feel uncomfortable, and take advantage of their mistakes and hope to make a play out of it.
That's a tremendous visual, the deep water. I love that. Bring them into deep water. But, you know, there's something that can be learned from that, and you had to learn it from somebody, not just your own experience, but somebody had to make sure that you're aware of that play-away philosophy. It's funny, I just was doing something on Dick Butkus the other day. Talk about a guy, you know, he had a very mean disposition in the game, but that's everyone I want to focus on that. But he was always around the ball, too, so they forgot about his athleticism. I mean, that's a guy at middle linebacker who had 25 interceptions, I think, in his career, 22 interceptions, 25 fumble recoveries. They didn't keep track of forced fumbles, but you know he had a bunch of those. One year he had 18 and a half sacks from the middle linebacker position.
Oh,
I mean, that's a jaw dropper, right? So you learn that if you're around the ball, good things are going to happen, right, big guy?
Yeah, that's back in the days where they blitzed every single play, right? That is great. I would like him to go back and do a statistic. Because now we got the video footage to be able to do it, go back and track sacks, even though before they were counted. I'm curious just to see where – you know, Deegan Jones lines
Deegan
up.
Jones.
And you know, it doesn't, even if they left it as an asterisk or, you know, because it obviously wasn't a stat at that point, but I would like to see where, you know, myself and everybody measures up against the all time. I mean, from the beginning to the end, as far back as foot as you can get film, you know, put an asterisk by it, do whatever you got to do, but it would be cool to see where everybody goes because, I mean, I don't know, Deegan Jones, he might. He might be over 200.
He might.
And anybody can say what he said about Reggie White and then be confident about it. That's
awesome. No question. Hey, everybody, tickets for the Chicago Bears Meyer Family Fest presented by Chase went on sale today at 11 a.m. That's going to be on Saturday, August 2nd. So the training camp schedule is starting to get hammered out here a little bit. And fans are going to get a first look at the 2014 Bears at Soldier Field. And fans can enjoy a live Bears practice fireworks show after. Tickets cost $8 to $12. It's a great event, really is, always is. And those tickets available by phone, internet, and all Ticketmaster outlets. And you can charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Group tickets, 20 or more, can also be purchased by contacting the Bears ticket office at 847-615-BEAR, Bear. 2327 are the digits on that one as well. All right. It is 6:45, so we're going to begin our conference call here now with Jared Allen and take your questions. We fully encourage all of our season ticket holders out there to contribute on this special call. I'm Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears, and we're live at Halas Hall in the Red Grange Room, certainly one of the greats of all time, and the Bears have one of the greats of all time as a pass rusher as well, and Jared Allen, the new Chicago Bear, with us. So, with all our new listeners, say hello to the new listeners tonight for a new Bear.
Yeah, hello. How's everybody doing? Hope you're doing well. Excited to be here. Excited to be a part of the tradition and the culture here in Chicago, man. It's
everywhere around you.
It really is.
You know, every picture on the wall, and I mean, I know. Certain guys get it. Certain guys love it. And I'm certain you're a guy that will never get old of looking at guys, you know, in black and white pictures,
in
this organization.
That's the coolest thing, when I first came here, I think, you know, and not that who knows if it makes a difference or not, but when you walk into a place like this, I feel like it breeds greatness, and you have to strive for it. I mean, when you walk in, you see a picture of Dick Butkus. You see the greats that have blessed the halls of Halas Hall. I mean, you have to get excited about it. At least I do. If you're a fan of the game and a fan of the history of the game, you have to appreciate, you know, what this is about. And for me, when you come to work and you look at that, you know, it makes you give a little extra that day. I think it really just kind of reminds you and refocuses your mind that, well, you got some big shoes to fill when you step into being part of the Bears family. And I like it.
It's good to have you here. That's for sure. Again, we are going to do our best tonight to give as many of you as possible a chance to ask number 69 a question. Simple as hitting *3 on your telephone keypad. We have representatives from our ticket services team ready right now to put you in line to ask Jared a question directly. And at any point throughout the call this evening, just hit *3 on your telephone keypad. This will put you in line to ask a live question at some point during the call. Our representatives will then send you right back into the call so you don't miss any of the conversation. And be listening for me to call your name and city, and at that point you'll be live on the phone with Jared Allen. Simple as that. We've done this before. I'm sure many of you will be joining us again like you have in the past, so let's not waste any time and get the show rolling once again. And I believe we are ready for our first phone call. Mike from Glen Ellen. Are you there, Mike?
Oh, yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
And you're on
Jared,
with Jared.
Welcome to the Bears.
appreciate it.
One of the things I wanted to ask is that what was the one thing that you learned about the Bears that really surprised you? You know, something that you didn't already know. You played against us. Now you're here. You know, what's the one thing that really surprised you when you first came over?
Oh, when I first came over here, what really surprised – I'd probably say the first thing was the camaraderie of the team, not a historical context. When I first signed my contract, Cutler, Jake, I mean, he called me at like 5:30 my time. You know, I think they were out in the East Coast, but called me and welcomed the team right away. And then the influx of text messages I got, you know, a lot of places to talk about breeding like a family atmosphere and a family culture. But it was, I mean, you could really tell. I mean, guys that I had no clue who they were at the time, new guys, young guys, old guys, just texted me and welcomed me in. And that was what shocked me. I think it was more so the culture of what's going on over here. And, you know, when you play against guys, you know the talent level, but you don't see the commitment level until you get in the locker room.
And there's a bunch of guys that have been around the block a little bit here too. So it's not just a bunch of young guys you're dropping into.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's a great blend. I said one thing I noticed, it's a great blend of vets and a great blend of young talent and guys that are peaking, guys that are striving to get better. And that to me is how I judge a team. Depth. Obviously, we have great depth. But guys' attitude towards work, and, you know, every good team I've been on, guys have been willing to put in the work. And guys like Lamar Houston always want to stay after and watch film. You know, I leave, you know, to go home. You see Bushrod and Garza always in the weight room. You know, guys that have accomplished a lot in this league are still putting in the extra, and it's just great to be a part of that atmosphere.
You know, Jared Allen's one of 10 defensive linemen that were either re-signed, that had been with the Bears, or brought in new or drafted. So that's a whole bunch of new bodies. So I can't wait to see the chemistry project when it's all done.
You know what?
Ready to get unveiled, Jared.
So we had a great D-line in Minnesota for, my, you know, goodness, 4 out of my 6 years. I think we were top NFL. And, you know, that took a few – there were some growing pains at the first, you know, few months. Kevin and Pat and I trying to learn where each other are going to be.
The Williams wall.
Yeah, and I tell you what, being here, I mean, Jay Ratliff, I mean, he's a monster. I've always respected
his
game.
He's serious,
isn't he? And me and him have just – gotten on the same page. I mean, we speak the same language out there, and it's nice. And again, Lamar, like I said, he's just eagerness to learn. And even Stephen Pine, our young guys, Willie, you know, guys, really, we have a good room. We have some chemistry in that room that I wasn't expecting for, you know, until maybe mid-camp you start getting that. But even through these OTAs, you're getting a bunch of, you know, I'm telling you, we're getting a bunch of quality work. It's nice.
Sounds good. All right, again, callers, hit *3 on your keypad to submit a question. And it's your chance to ask Jared a question directly through this live call. *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question and put you in line, such as Yvonne. I hope I said that correctly. And Morton, how you doing, Yvonne?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
How are you tonight, Jared?
Doing great. Yourself?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you very much. My question for you, and I think the first caller, his question, you've kind of already alluded to the answer to this one, but how comfortable are you going to feel playing for the Chicago Bears, being that you played for a team in the same division?
Oh, that's ancient history already.
You know what? Yeah, I tell people, unfortunately, the NFL is about as loyal as the paycheck is, you know? I know fans have great rivalries, and, you know, we embrace those as players when we get to a team. But, you know, my 6 years, I'm a firm believer that the Lord puts me where I'm supposed to be, and you know, I had a great 6 years in Minnesota, but that's over, and there's a new chapter. And I cannot be more excited to be a Chicago Bear, especially at a point where this team's at. I've played against this team, so I know the talent level, and I know, you know, the makeup and how hard it is to play against this team. So to be a part of that and to be in a culture where defense has always reigned supreme and into a city that just, I mean, bleeds for their team, and it's exciting. I mean, it's been nothing but great energy, so I got no problem putting a beat down on the purple when they come our way and we go over there.
You are intense. You are extreme. You're well-spoken, I'm sure, in the locker room as well. On the field, you're animated. Any chance that that's going to be amped just by virtue of the fact that you are going to see purple twice? It's inevitable, correct?
You know what? You always want to beat down the team you came from. When I went back to Kansas City, I mean, you know, Carl Peterson and I had our differences, but I loved that city. That city was great to me. And you know, just a lot of great memories there. And then when I came back, the fans gave me a great reception, but I wanted nothing more than the beat down on the Kansas City Chiefs when we went back there. And, you know, same thing with the Vikings. I want nothing more to put a hurting on them. I mean, my goal is to win the Super Bowl, and that's why I'm here. I wouldn't have signed here if I didn't believe – that this team had the components to win a Super Bowl and the work ethic and the attitude to do it and to believe in the coaching staff. And so when you believe in the person you're playing for and the message they're sending out, that you're bought in. I mean, I'm in. It's time to go. So, yeah, unfortunately, the past is the past, and that's where it stays, and we're going to move on as a Bear.
And Bear season ticket holders, glad you're with us on this rainy what night is this, Tuesday? I'm forgetting already. Life's moving too fast, I know that. The training camp clock is ticking, that's for sure. But thanks for joining us on this fan forum. Again, hit *3 on your telephone keypad. We're here with Jared Allen and his beautiful young daughter, Brinley, a 2-year-old, drawing some very nice pictures for us here this evening at Hallis Hall in the Red Grange Room and the campus of the Bears training facility here. Michael in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, joining us tonight. How's your weather?
It's beautiful. A little warm, but it's beautiful. Thank you.
Hi.
My question is this. Obviously, you know the Bear defense was not very successful last year, a lot of it due to injuries and whatever. What was it about Coach Tucker that persuaded you he was a coach you wanted to play for, and how did he explain to you that things would be different this coming year on the defense?
When I talked to Coach D, he was on a bus in, I think he was in L.A. at Disneyland or something with his kids. And, it was more so just, my questions to him were, what kind of defense is he going to run? What was my role in that defense? And the answers I got were enthusiasm. I would honestly, if he was going to come in and say we were going to completely change what we did from last year, I probably wouldn't have come. Honestly, I think you have to have a system. The Bears were so beat down with injuries, especially on the D-line last year. It's very hard to be successful. So for me, it was his commitment to excellence, understanding the flaws that they had, understanding what they want to do, and making the moves to go out and do it. As far as, like you said, I mean, look at our D-line. I mean, we are deep right now. We brought in some new players. We brought in some new coaches. And so for me to see the steps to progress and the willingness to progress and his excitement or his anger of what happened last year and try to improve on it, for me, that was the exciting part. And that's
Can
what
I
really
stop
feeds
you because the anger part's big. Because, if a coach really didn't have that passion to flip it and that anger that bubbles up when you don't make a playoff or you have what happened last year defensively, I don't know how you'd want to play for that individual. So he's got to.
Absolutely.
He's serious.
The passion, passion isn't just from players. I mean, like when I talk about wanting to believe in who and what I'm playing for, that's what I mean. I mean, to have a coach that gets just as upset as when things don't go right as the players do, that's something great.
All right, very good. And not only is Mel Tucker involved here, but he's got a new D-line coach. And that's always the room. You hear often players talk about the room and coaches. That's very important. That room is very important. So Paul Pasqualoni, a veteran coach, he is pure football to the core, and had a good conversation with him on Saturday night at the Bears Care Gala, which you were kind enough to attend as well. What do you think of Coach P? I know you talked about him with the media the other day. Give us something anecdotal about
Coach P. So Coach P, I like Coach P a lot. He reminds me of my original D-line coach, Bob Carmelowitz, who's passed away. But
he was, people who don't know him,
he was
one of the best.
In my opinion, probably, he's the best technician. He taught me so much on how to use my body and breaking people down. And he was old school. He was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It took me and him getting into a fist fight for us to like each other. So, Coach P is great. So, he has some of the similar philosophies like that. But, again, here's a coach that is so dedicated to his craft. He's so dedicated to perfection. And, he's going to grade us hard. He's going to push us hard. But you know what? I mean, it's inspiring to see, when I come to work, there's not going to be a rock unturned. It's not, if we lose, it's not going to be from lack of preparation. He believes in what he does. We do the same. We're consistent in technique. We're consistent in drill work. We're consistent. And as a player, that's what you want. We're not always going to agree. You're never going to agree with all your coaches. I mean, that's flat out across the board. But consistency in how we work and consistency in a philosophy that I believe in, his want to, you know, little things, hand violence, the way we rush the passer, like all that stuff has to click, and it does, and that's why I like the guy, and you know, I think, you know, he's gonna push guys to get better, and at the end of the day, we have to be better than we were last year on defense to win, and he knows that, we know that, and everybody knows it starts with the D line. And that's the kind of pride he has, and so that's, for me, that's what makes it exciting to play for a guy like that.
All right, Bears season ticket holders, a couple of things we want to take care of. And if you've been on this call before, we ask you some poll questions that we just want to see what your thoughts are on certain topics. And again, callers, hit *3 on your keypad to submit a question. You'll be talking directly with Jared Allen, the new Chicago Bear defensive end. So here's our first polling question, one of two tonight. On August 2nd, the new defense of your Bears will take to the field for the first time at Soldier Field for Bears Meyer Family Fest, presented by Chase. Which new addition to the defense are you most excited to see? Press 1 for Jared Allen, press 2 for Lamar Houston, and press 3 for Bears first-round pick, the cornerback Kyle Fuller. And that'll help us out tonight. Talk about Kyle real quick. I just watching him. He's got a lot of natural ability, obviously, to play that position. It's a family lineage, so to speak, for that group of guys in his family, all defensive backs and so forth. But you often hear about it not being too big for kids. It's not too big for him, so it appears right now. Granted, shorts and helmets, it doesn't look too big for Kyle Fuller.
No, you know, I think he's doing a good job. He's taking it all in. Our entire rookie class is great. I mean, they wait to sit in the meeting, so that's always a good thing. Everybody's eager to learn, you know. But yeah, we watched some film on him the other day, and he was out there making plays, you know, challenging guys, challenging. You know, I mean, you have to get better going against a guy like Brandon Marshall every day.
Oh,
and Al Sharpe.
Gosh.
So, you know, I'm excited. I try not to judge anybody until we get into camp, until we get in through the preseason to get a good notion. Like you said, when you're in shorts, a lot of people can look good. So, but as far as the way he conducts himself and the way he comes out and goes to work. Excited to see him on the field.
All right, our next caller, Naperville. We stop and say hello to Michael. Michael, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome, Mr. Allen. Glad to have you on the Bears.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
You know, my question is actually about Coach Trestman. You know, last season we acquired Coach Trestman, and there was a lot of buzz about him, you know, a lot of people talking about him. So maybe you could enlighten us. You know, people kind of call Coach Trestman a genius. You know, they say that he's got this genius mind. So what is it that really makes him so different than any other coach? And what are you learning from him even now, you know, so late in your career? What is he teaching you that you, you know, didn't already know about the game?
I think what makes Coach Trestman, I mean, as far as his offensive genius, I mean, you'd have to ask someone on the offense for that. I mean, I know it's tough to play against. It seems like there's always an outlet, you know, always a check down somewhere. But, you know, I think where he excels is his connection to the players. I think that's where he's different. I think what he's trying to create, he genuinely believes in, and he genuinely talks about it. You know, sometimes I think, you know, Zen-type-esque guys, you'll call it, as far as, you know, he's big on relationships. And that's something, you know, like one thing that was refreshing when I first got here, he said, you know, he came and gave this champ. Everybody wants to win a championship, right? And he's like, everybody, every coach, every team is talking about this right now. You know, everybody wants to be different. They're going to outwork them. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's talented. Everybody's everything. You know, his philosophy is that throughout the season and really throughout life, when you go through adverse situations, relationships is what pull you through. And so he really is encouraging people to get to form genuine relationships. And I think that's where he's different. And he means it. And he genuinely cares. And he asks, you know, questions about your family. It's just not like what's going on at work. It's a genuine care and love for his players and for everybody in the organization for that standpoint. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to help the players get what they need to prepare. You know, he understands that everybody's different, everybody has different needs, and he tries to create an atmosphere where everybody can work individually for the collective good. And for me, that's what's cool. And I think sometimes I was laughing with Brandon Marshall about the other day. I said, you know, sometimes these coaches, kind of offensive-oriented coaches, guys that are, you know, Zen-esque, if you will, you get, you know, you think, oh, this is going to be, you know, might be an easy day of practice. Well, next thing you know, he's like, he's talking at you, and you're just kind of chilling. And next thing you know, you got, he got more work out of you than you ever thought you were going to get. Like, did I just put 2.5 hours in the day? And I'm, man, I'm tired. But you're listening to Coach talk, and you, like I say, you genuinely believe in what he's telling you, and you can see that in him. And again, it comes out to that passion, and it's, you know, I'm a firm believer. When people speak the truth and people speak what they believe, you can feel it, and that's something that you want to follow. So I would say that's, if from my standpoint, maybe that's his genius level. Maybe that's what he's teaching me as far as, you know, is really kind of, especially at this point in my career, you know, he's just giving me an opportunity to be the best that I can be, and he's encouraging me to continue to seek greatness. And so that's kind of what I appreciate of him and take from him.
Well, one thing everyone should know, he has a calm demeanor when he meets the media, when he gets in front of a microphone, when he carries himself on and off the field. But he's barking out there. He'll let you know. Mark Trestman is definitely barking.
Absolutely.
Adam in Barrington, you're next in our conference call here on the Fan Forum with Jared Allen. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Jared. I'm here with my boy Damaso and a couple other of my football teammates. You know, we play high school football. I was just wondering if you did anything special in high school that, like, made you stand out, like, workout-wise, you know, and helped you excel in the high school level to get on to college and stuff.
You know what? No, I mean, we were meatheads in high school, obviously. you know, we had watching, like, Mike Allstott videos of pushing Jeeps and that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, just typically, I had good high school coaches. I've always had good coaches along the way, and my dad coached me a lot of the way in time. So, you know, I would say the biggest thing, again, is if to learn at an early age, put yourself around the ball. If you put yourself around the ball, good things will happen. You know, hit the weights hard. I mean, study the game of football. Understand you have to use your hands. Film is a huge thing. If you can build your football IQ now, it's just going to help you as you go. And
you touched on the film thing, and this would be a good thing for kids too. If your coaches at all, I'm sure now at the high school level, everybody's taping something, but and learning how to watch tape too. There's a big
very,
that's
very
a big wrinkle.
A lot of people know how to. A lot of people watch film and don't know how to watch. You gotta.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is to tell people don't try to. You know, people try to be a jack of all trades in football. Sometimes you need to figure out what you're good at for your skill set, for your position, and work on that. You know, to steal a quote from one of our coaches, Bruce Lee always said, "I'm not afraid of a man that knows 10,000 different kicks. I'm afraid of the man that has practiced one kick 10,000 times." So it's hone your skills, know what you're good at, know what your strengths are, obviously highlight those, and then work on your weaknesses. And like I said, learning how to watch film, you know, being honest with yourself, where you're lacking, where you're at. But in a high school level, the gym is so important. And again, teach yourself how to watch film. Teach yourself, football. And like I said, that'll take you so much more because then – the faster you can dissect a player, the faster you can react to something, the faster you can use your physical skills to be better off on the field.
And my two cents, take nothing for granted.
Nothing for granted.
That is that could apply to any sport that you're playing or any.
Have fun. It's high school
football,
right?
Yeah, have fun, right? But take nothing for granted. Again, we're with Jared Allen here on the Fan Forum, and we've done several of these over the past couple of years and to great success, and we really appreciate you taking the time out of your Tuesday evening on this rainy night in Chicago and elsewhere around the country to join Jared Allen. Callers, remember to hit *3 on your keypad to submit a question. Your chance to talk to Jared Allen tonight. We go to Skokie, and George is up next. George, good evening.
How's it going, Jeff?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, well, first of all, I'd like to say welcome to the Chicago Bears, Jared.
Thank you very much.
We look very forward to winning some Super Bowls. And my one question I would like to ask is, you look very tired out there sometimes, and I was wondering if you could use the services of a full-time water boy, and we will avoid cramps like King James had the other night. No Twitter blow-ups against you. What do you say?
Well, I take great pride in my conditioning. I don't think I've had to come out of the game for cramping yet. So
that's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going to happen.
We have full-time water boys on staff. Our trainers do a great job here. If I'm looking tired, it looks like I'm going to have to hit a couple extra hours.
old George snuck one in on us. I do have a question, though, because at your level of success in the NFL, and we go back to that take it for granted thing, are you still trying new things even at 32? And or are you polished up? How do you have anything left in the repertoire that you could pull out or learn from a new coach?
If I'm being honest, probably not. You know, they, you know, it's tough to teach, you know, old dogs new tricks, right? But one reason I wanted to come here was I wasn't looking for a coach to reinvent the wheel.
Okay.
I want a coach that's going to manage me, allow me to, you know, teach techniques that I believe in and stuff, and allow me to hone those skills. And like I said, that's one thing I love about Coach P. We do the same things every day. We will be very good at a certain group of things. And they're all things that I believe you need to be really, really good at to be successful. And then he gives me the freedom to work within that. You know, that's where I can still excel. And as far as my training regimen, you know, doesn't really change. As I get older, you know, I got a speed guy, Chip Smith, out of Atlanta that I bring in.
Yeah,
he's
been around a while.
Yeah, I trained with him when I was going to the combine. And, you know, I'm a huge component of self-scout, so I like to go back and really evaluate what I was lacking the year before. And as I get older in age, one thing that starts to go is that first step explosion, right? Not necessarily gonna you know, knock you down, because it still is some of the best rushes I have. I didn't see the snap or something, and, you know, you break the guy down off that. But just realizing that, you know, keeping those fast switch muscles. So I brought him in this year to do some speed training. But then just understanding where I'm at. And, you know, Coach Clark here does a great job of understanding where I'm at in my career, the load I put on my body, and really trying to train for that. But, I mean, I still power clean. I mean, I still squat. I still do the things you got to do. And
put that armor on.
Yeah,
you know?
And on the field, it's, you know, again, it's that old Bruce Lee adage. I'm just going to do the same. I'm going to keep doing the same thing. I'm going to be really good at what I do, and I'm going to have a counter move. And I'm going to grind you down. I'm going to work. And, you know, hopefully at the end of the day, that person comes across, win, lose, or draw, just says, dang, I had a hard day at the office. If you're going to whoop me, you're going to have a hard day doing it.
Well, one thing about pass rushers, the really good ones, you go back even to their high school days, they were the all-time sacker in their high school. They then move to college, they were all-time sack, and they get to the end, and they're still, and that has been your history. You know, you were a great sacker in high school, great at Idaho State, Buck Buchanan Award winner, which, by the way, was, you know, nice then when the Chiefs got you because of
Buck Buchanan
was a great defensive lineman there.
Phenomenal.
Continue and elevate your game to a whole new level with the Vikings, with the history of the Purple People Eaters there and some great Hall of Famers, and now here with just walls and walls of Hall of Famers and strong defense.
I got to meet Richard Dent the other night, so I was stoked.
Right. These two guys, I was emceeing the Bears Care Gala, and on one side of the dance floor was Jared Allen's table, on the other Richard Dent, and they were both – both those tables were bidding on a particular item, and there was no winner. Both won, so Bears Care raised double the money thanks to Jared Allen and Richard Dent, that's for sure.
I've had phenomenal coaches my whole life, and I've been blessed that way. You'll see guys ebbs and flows in the NFL because coaching styles will change, and if a guy's style doesn't match up, that can drop his production. And that's why being a coach is so unique as far as managing and teaching skills. But I've had amazing coaches throughout my career to teach me what I need to know. And I've been able to play with some of the greatest players as far as Willie Rofe, underrated players, guys like Eric Hicks, John Browning, you know, and then going, you know, and having the, like you said, I've been in places that have had phenomenal alumnus.
Yeah.
And all along the way, willing to give me information and willing to teach me what it is to play this position at this level. And, you know, for me, it's just then you know, being able to humble myself and use my God-given talent to accept that and try to translate it to the field. You know, I've got great relationships with Neil Smith. You know, I've watched Derek Thomas tape for hours. I've watched Leslie O'Neal tape. Guys I haven't even met that have added so much to my game, and I've been truly blessed in that fashion, and all along the way from Pop Warner I had phenomenal coaches. I was winning national championships with Pop Warner.
Really? So you're used to winning.
I had high school coaches that were college coaches. You know, I had my dad who had a cup of coffee with the Vikings before he got cut, which
I didn't know that story.
I like to remind about. He always he's like he.
What year?
Out. Oh, was it back in the 70s? Yeah,
he might have been there with Truss.
Yeah, you know, so.
Truss, you know that, right?
A, yep.
Truss was
that.
A Viking tryout.
He had a quick cup of coffee. I always remind him of my pops. You were, I'm like, Pop, you were a training camp body. But yeah, that's what I attribute it to. I've been blessed to be taught by some of the best, and that's the product you see on the field.
All right, here's our second polling question tonight. The Bears Ticket Sales and Service Department recently launched a Twitter account at ShyBearsSTH, that's ChyBearsSTH, to provide season ticket holders with upcoming information and support. How do you prefer to interact with your services team? You can press 1 for over the phone, 2 for email, and press 3 for Twitter. Once again, we're with Jared Allen, the Bears defensive end, and callers should hit *3 on your keypad to submit a question. And at any time, our ticket services team will take your question and put you in line and then send you right back to the call. Can't get to everyone tonight, unfortunately, but we'll do our best to talk to as many of you as possible. So remember, try and be succinct so we can get as many questions as possible. We'll pick up the phone calls now. Go to Oak Park. And Eric, how are you?
Hi. I want to say hi to Jared and to Brinley. Brinley's being good this evening. We appreciate
Brinley
that.
Has been an angel tonight. Can you say hi? She's outstanding.
Like,
go ahead, Eric.
I thought about Todd Strangers.
Well, I'm a season ticket holder, so we're all family now.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to laugh about.
If you were still on the Vikings, Jared, knowing what you know about our offensive line, how would you hack it? And have you shared that with our offensive line coaches?
You know what? I actually, Bushrod and I had a nice talk the other day. He talked about a great human being. Just the little I've gotten to know him, I really – just, you know, admire the way he works. Our entire Kyle Long, Garza. By the way, Garza, I didn't know might be the strongest human being.
Oh my
in the
gosh!
NFL.
And it gets every year better.
It's ridiculous.
Record breaking every year.
It's ridiculous. I was thoroughly impressed with that guy. But no, they're just a quality group of people. Like I said, you know. But yeah, I had a nice talk with Bushrod the other day after practice, just talking about sets and how I'm going to attack this set and why he sees, you know, certain blocks and stuff like that. And, you know, Willie Rofe taught me so much about playing defensive end because Willie Rofe taught me how to beat Willie Rofe.
You beat anybody.
I had great coaches, like I said, but, you know, talking with the opposition gets you so much further because I know what he's looking at. So, yeah, I try to have those conversations as much as I can with the O-line. And we have a good – we have a good old line. It has gotten better over the years. And, you know, Jay, and Jay is so hard to get to in the pocket. You know, I mean, he has such pocket presence and the way he's set. So, you know, there's nothing I'm going to tell them as far as sitting. But I do try to communicate with them how I would attack them and how people are going to attack them from playing against them. You know, I know things about our offense that are predictable. I know those type of things. And you let guys know it's all – we're all trying to win. Like I said, you're as loyal as the teams you're on, and if I can bring this information in and we can use it to beat somebody else, absolutely.
I personally think training camp's going to be a riot because there's just so many one-on-one battles that will occur because Mark Trestman likes, even during the regular season, obviously, ones-on-ones. There's just going to be some great, great competition.
Absolutely, and that's going to help guys get better. And that's the thing. We work hard and fast out here, and that's cool, but it's all in a competitive way to make yourself get better. I think, you know, for me, that at least that's how I work on the field. You know, practice for me is, you know, getting ready for Sunday. You know, you got to make sure you take care of the guy next to you and across from you. But that's all part of that learning process. And again, if I can watch film and say, hey, Bush, I think this guy's going to attack you this way, I mean, that's how I'm going to do it. And I hope, you know, he's going to set me different ways or tell me, hey, you know, I know when you give me this, like I already know there's things I can't do to Bush that I can do to other people because I've played against them. So it's going to be fun. It's exciting to build that competition. And through competition, you build respect for each other. And, you know, ultimately that's the whole idea is respect each other and to really, you know, tighten that team bond. And when it comes Sunday, you know, we're all on the same team.
All right. We have a few more minutes with Jared Allen, the Bears defensive end, here on our fan forum conference call again. Callers, hit *3 on your keypad and we'll get you in the conference call and get you in queue to be with Jared Allen, such as Brian in Chicago. Brian, good evening.
How's it going?
Good. What's your question?
I just had a question for Jared. What are your goals for the 2014 season?
You know, my goals, game goes, I think it's always the same. It's always to win a Super Bowl. You know, you got to start with winning the division. You got to start with, you know, winning home games. You got to start with, you know, all sorts of stuff. But my individual goal is always, you know, I want to lead the league in sacks. You know, I obviously want Strahan's record. I think that's something I go for every year. I mean, I don't even know if you can consider it a half a defensive player of the year. I got like NFC defensive player of the year a couple of years because I need a defensive player of the year. You know, but winning football and having fun and honestly. You know, that's what it's about. So, you know, I try not to put numbers on things just because I feel like with a number you limit yourself. I'm here to do whatever it takes to win football games. And, you know, I tell people all the time, individually I've had a lot of success. But, you know, I've been a game short from the Super Bowl, and I want – there's nothing better than playing –
That's painful.
I know. There's nothing better than playing playoff football.
This.
So that's why
I got to ask you this because I have conversations with people in this organization all the time and in sports in general. Would you rather be a half a game shy of a Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl and not win the Super Bowl? What's worse?
I
think being in the game. You got to get to the game.
Yeah, I'd rather
than
lose
everything.
The Super Bowl.
At
least I had a shot. At least I had a chance.
Exactly.
You know, you can't lose the Super Bowl unless you're there. So for me, you got to get to it. I mean, so yeah, the NFC loss was heartbreaking and our NFC Championship game loss was heartbreaking back in 2009. And heck, I think it was in 2010, the Bears lost it, right?
NFC
the following year.
Yeah.
So,
don't remind me.
No.
Hey, listen, there's nothing like it. You know, in 2006 when the Bears went to the Super Bowl, it's such a unique feeling. And if you haven't experienced it as a player or broadcaster, you went to it?
Super Bowl. I didn't go to the game, but I was down in
you missed the best part.
Doing some stuff. And, you know, actually, you know, I'm not a betting man, but – you know, I for some reason I just knew Hester was going to take back that opening kickoff.
And I did not. as a play-by-play announcer,
I'm like that dude was just too good, you know. And he was in the prime; he was killing everybody that year. And
what a moment!
Somebody won a large chunk of
what a moment! What a moment! All right, we have special caller right here. If you can be a season ticket holder for over 50 years, God bless you, Francis from Orland Park. Pleasant good evening, Francis. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Jeff. Listen, you're the best, number one. You are the best.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And I've got a question and a comment, a couple questions. Jared, welcome to Chicago. You know, we all love you here now that you're a Bear, of course. Little advice, don't screw up and you can own this city. Number one, and if you know what I mean, Jeff knows what I mean.
I got you. You're allowed as a 50-year season ticket holder.
My two questions are: what are you going to bring to Chicago Bears overall? And is Strahan's record really legit? Come on, now, you know what I mean on that. Come on. Let's be serious now, and I'll listen. Thanks,
all right, thank you, Francis.
All right.
First, I appreciate the advice. It's always
sound
good
advice from
a
veteran.
Honestly, that is sound advice. I think you know more people could use that advice. And what I'm going to bring to the Bears, I think, is just an attitude of defense, first of all. And not that it's lacking. I think, you know, they had, like you said, it was a down year last year with injuries. But Chicago is known for defense. I mean, that's just what it is known for. And even with all the great offensive players that come out of here, I mean, when you think Chicago Bears, you think Chicago Bears defense. And but you know, from that standpoint, I mean, just an energy level. You know, Coach Dicka was here the other day, and he talked about just bringing that energy. He just, you know, that's what he told me. He said just bring the passion that you've had at every stage in your career. And for me, that's what it's about. It's about having fun. I want to bring back a concept of having fun, you know, on the field. You know, losing football games, you talk to the defensive guys really last year, it wasn't fun for them. And so we need to go out there and play quality defense. And I'm going to hopefully bring a pass rush. I'm going to hopefully and more importantly, you know, people always say I don't stop the run. I mean, I don't know where I get that thing from.
You know, a lot of pass rushers get that.
I believe you have to earn the right to rush the passer, and I believe you have to, you know, be top run defense. That's what I want to bring. I want more than anything. I want to bring back a top run defense back to Chicago, and so that's what it's about. And again, ultimately, it's about winning the Super Bowl, and I believe we got the guys to do it.
Well, time will tell. That's for sure, and it's going to be fun to watch. And you talked about that Strahan.
Oh,
record.
And the Strahan record.
Is it legit?
It is legit because it doesn't matter how you get a sack. It's a sack. Aaron Rodgers, they gave me a sack. He caught the ball. He ran into my guy, fumbled it, went to pick it back up. I sacked him. They gave me the sack on Wednesday. They took it and called it a team sack and said it was muffed. That was 23.
That was 23.
So, in theory, I could have the sack.
But here's what the good news is.
Strahan does have it. Strahan has it.
No matter how it happened.
A sack,
you know,
a sack is a sack.
We had opinions about that as announcers when we watched it, but we're going to leave it alone. If it happened, it happened. But here's what hasn't happened, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, is 220 sack years by any pass.
It's never happened. And I believe,
with all due respect to the late Deacon Jones.
And I believe that's never happened. And I believe no one's ever led the league three times with sacks. So. Those are the goals. Those are.
We'll be rooting for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Tim in Naperville is next with us. And, you know, Jared's got to take care of something real quick here. So he'll be right back.
Tim, I'll be right back.
And he'll be right back with Brinley. And, Tim, I'll take your question. How's that? All right, buddy?
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, Jared.
Go ahead, Tim.
Jared, you've always played your best football with your mullet. Is your wife going to allow you to grow your mullet in 2014?
You know, he had a run out, but we're going to definitely give him that opportunity. My guess is, Big Tim, is that Jared Allen is his own man on the football field, and how he looks, mullet or not, it will be his call, not the missus. But it certainly has been a staple of his life, that's for sure. And if Patrick Manley finds a way to get back here and get healthy, he'll have one as well. But that'll be something we'll ask him here in a minute. But he had to run off with Brinley here for just a couple of minutes. You know, this isn't a live radio show. This is just a conversation with season ticket holders, and stuff happens when you have a two-year-old. So he's tending to that as well. A reminder to everybody, tickets for the Meyer Family Fest presented by Chase went on sale today at 11 a.m. The event will be held on Saturday, August 2nd. So your first look at the 2014 Bears at Soldier Field, and fans can enjoy a live Bears practice followed by a fireworks show. Tickets cost $8 to $12, available by phone, internet, and all Ticketmaster outlets. You can charge by phone as well at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Group tickets, 20 or more, that would be the case for a group ticket, can also be purchased by contacting the Bears ticket office at 847-615-BEAR or 2327. Our remaining moments here with Jared Allen, and our last question was from Tim in Naperville. Is the wife going to let you keep the mullet going? Are you going to do a mullet? Right now,
so
no mullet.
Here's the thing. Jesus isn't letting me keep the mullet.
I just told everybody, you're your own man, and there is no way you're taking orders.
My hair is falling out faster than I can keep it. No, actually, my wife encouraged me to grow it back last year. And it got to some stages where it started getting long, but unfortunately, the longer the sides and back get, the thinner the top shows. And I had a Britney moment, and I cut it, and I just realized, you know what? I'm not 27 anymore. It's 25. My hair follicles aren't growing at the rate they need to grow at, so I'm trying to hold on to what I got left. So the mullet will live in my heart. It was phenomenal. I encourage everybody to rock one for a period of life. It's life-changing. I tell everybody, it's a way. It's not just a haircut. It's a way of life. It's a way of thinking. And you know what? So it'll always be in my heart. But I don't think it's coming back just because, unless I go to Bosley sometime too. I can do it.
I think there's more there than you think. It's a little alarming when it starts showing a little bit. But
it's short right now, so.
No worries. All right, our last caller for the evening. We appreciate everybody joining us tonight on the Fan Forum Call with Jared Allen. Oak Park, our stop, a season ticket holder his whole life. Here's young Jack. Jack, what do you got in mind for Jared tonight?
Hi. I kind of want to know how you think that this year's defense is going to be better from last year's defense.
Well, young Jack, I appreciate you calling in. Here's the deal. When you were last in the run defense, there's only way.
Right.
When you're at the bottom of the barrel, you can only
get
better.
Same with sacks, for
that
matter.
Same with sacks,
yeah.
So we can only get better. And but I think guys are healthy this year. Jay, I keep telling you, I mean, Jay Ratliff, is going to be, I'm telling you, he's going to be a difference maker this year if he's healthy. He is, I mean, I've always, again, respected the way he played, but, I mean, he is a beast, and he is a man out there.
Yeah.
And like I said, Lamar and Willie and the depth we have and the young kids are showing some good stuff. So that's where I think it's going to start. I mean, we have a great linebacking core. We really do. I mean, they had some injuries. Obviously, Brian's not here anymore, and what a tremendous player he was. Our corners are excellent. I mean, you know, Tillman and Jennings and, you know, the back end, the young kids coming in. I mean, they high turnovers. Chicago's known for high turnovers.
Right.
And again, I mean, Tim's always up in the top. You know, Pina is, I mean, I don't know if he forces more fumbles than that guy.
Nobody.
So, and Lance, I mean, the name, the list goes on and on and on. And I think with health and the depth we have at D-line this year, that's going to be the difference. And I encourage people to underestimate us because we're going to smack you in the mouth and you're not going to know what's coming.
Well, they would definitely, the mindset is let's get mean out there. Let's get mean and nasty, and
absolutely,
that's what Mel Tucker wants. Take the ball away, rally the ball, and then stand on the sidelines and watch the offense put up a bunch
yeah,
of points.
Hopefully,
right?
Yeah, hopefully they're on or out there for like 13 play drives. I mean, yeah,
right,
yeah.
No question. Before we let you go, and really, really appreciate you, spending time. And Brinley, we've loved having you as well. Can you give me five? That is Brinley giving me five and a high five as well. And then you got to say, ready? Say, go Bears! Can you say go Bears? Maybe next time. Or Da Bears. Yeah, can you say Da Bears?
Oh,
anyway, we appreciate it. And we appreciate, too, you know, there's all sorts of things that professional football players do off the field that help support different organizations, but you created Homes for Wounded Warriors. That continues to be something close to your heart. And if I'm not mistaken, still a very good advocate for juvenile diabetes research.
Yes. I got teamed up with JDRF when I was in Kansas City, and that was my main focus for 4 years there. And then, you know, I started my own foundation, Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors, and what we do is build and remodel homes to make them handicap accessible for our wounded vets coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And having a little brother who's deployed and just coming from a family of military, you know, a long line of military vets. And it's just that's kind of where my heart's at. And you know, we've done four homes and we got four more going and we're just continuing to grow and continue to progress and get our wounded vets into functional homes that function for them. So, you know, they got enough to worry about to learn to walk, talk, and live again. That last thing they need is their house to be a hindrance to them. So that's where we step in, and we work with a bunch of great organizations. We work with the VA and try to, you know, fill these homes.
And
we're doing them here in the Illinois. We do them all over the United States. We have some great sponsors, and one of our main sponsors is right here in Chicago. So we're going to be doing a lot of work in this area. We're breaking ground on one in Minnesota. We got houses going in Arizona, so we're excited about it.
Where's your brother deployed?
He's out in Saudi Arabia right now. So he's doing all right.
All right.
Just talked to him this morning, so he's
good.
Doing all right.
Well, we'll pray for him. And where can people find information on your website?
HomesForWoundedWarriors.com.
Okay.
Or go to our website, JaredAllen69Inc.com. And all the information is right there.
Sounds great. Jared Allen, we look forward to seeing you play this year.
Oh, appreciate
thanks for joining
thanks for
us.
Having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being fans.
Thanks, everybody. And before we say goodnight, I'd like to remind you to please stay on the line for a few additional seconds. You'll be given an opportunity to leave a message with your feedback and comments regarding tonight's event. And we thank you again, of course, for your continued loyalty and unwavering support as Bears season ticket holders. And we value each and every one of you, as you certainly know. We look forward to seeing all of you this summer at training camp in Bourbonnais, less than 50 days away. It'll be here before you know it. Jared Allen will be out there wearing his 69 uniform and Bears colors, so we'll be looking forward to the 2014 season. That'll be it tonight. Thank you, everybody. Good night, and of course, go Bears!